The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. If you call at the beginning of an hour, I'm going to get you on as quickly as possible because I don't like waiting and I assume you feel the same way about it. So, Betty Ann, welcome to the program. I'll tell you about this day in history and news stories later. Tell me what's on your mind, Cookie.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it very much. It's common sense. It's not very common these days, and you need to have a lot of it.
Thank you. Coming out.
Well, I have a grandson who's struggling. Parents are divorced or were never married, and he's complaining to me about his dad being rough with him. I don't want to say it's abuse, but he's being rough with him and pushing him around. And I don't know how to help because I know that it's important that he be in their life for my daughter's sake because she works and she needs that support from him. But I just don't know what I can do to help him with the situation. That's kind of what I'm looking for, are the words to give him to...
When you say help. Him, are we talking about your grandson or his father?
Yeah, my grandson. I can't talk to... His dad would never listen.
How old is your grandson?
7. And how much...
Pardon?
Sorry, how much of what he's telling me is attention getting and, you know, like we.
Good point.
He's a high anxiety kid anyway. Yeah.
Does he have SIBs?
He does. He has a younger brother.
Okay. How does dad live with the, it sounds like dad does not live with him.
No, dad does not live with him.
How often does he see dad?
5 or 6 nights a week.
Wow. So
yeah, no.
Dad's a pretty major presence in his life.
He's very involved. Yep. No, my daughter is very lucky that way, but I do, like he's complaining about this and
he has
no way out.
With you? Is he specific with you about when he says dad's rough with me, what dad does?
Yes.
What does he say dad does?
He's telling me he grabs his neck and throws him on the bed or grabs his neck and shoves him into his room and that kind of stuff. So.
Is there any possibility that this is just rough play or does he feel dad's mad at him?
Oh, no, dad's angry.
Have you been around dad often enough to know if he has a temper problem?
Yes.
Does he have, so he does have one?
Yeah, well, he does. He doesn't really know how to deal with it. The kids, I think what his problem is he doesn't really know how to deal with the kids.
I think you're right. Do you know enough of his background? Did he grow up with a dad around his life?
Yeah, an alcoholic dad.
Okay. Listen, the most I can handle this with you on 3 different levels, but I'll tell you the one that is going to be the least palatable to you, but probably the most effective, which is to deal with the dad. And you can't do it as a lecture, you can't do it as a judgment, but what you can say, tell me about are you married?
No.
Are you divorced?
Yeah.
Okay. Was your husband rough with the kids?
Yep.
Okay. Was your dad rough with you guys when you were growing up?
No.
Okay. All right, here's and don't you're not going to love this. I'm just telling you up front, and we'll have enough time to talk about it so you can tell me all the reasons why you don't think it'll work. But here's what I'm talking about.
I know better than that, Dr. Joy.
Okay, sugar. I know. All right, I'll give you three options here, but as I said, let me tell the first one to you, which is probably the least palatable, but as I said, it'll probably be the most effective, is to take him out for lunch or dinner or something and say, do you know what? I think it's terrific that you're staying in the kid's life. I'm sorry that you and Matilda couldn't make a go of it, but I'm really proud of you for staying in their life. And so this is a hard conversation for me to have with you, because I in no way want to do anything except enhance your role as a caring parent with the kids. Let me just share something from my point of view. And this is probably something I'm a little overly sensitive to, but be that as it may, I grew up with the gentlest father in the world. You know, he never raised his voice, never raised his hand. I married somebody who was the polar opposite of my dad. He hollered, he hit. And so I have maybe a unique experience of seeing both sides of how to parent and both sides of how men can behave toward children and toward aggravation and toward frustration. And, you know, one of the things that I wished someone had said to my husband when we were married is, you know, there's another way to do this. And there are books about it, but there's also ways of dealing better with your frustration, with your anger. And God knows kids can be the most irritating people on the planet, and we care enormously about them, and we care enormously about how they turn out. So we really want to not be passive in the face of bad behavior. But I've had this experience of seeing two different ways that men can deal with frustrating kids. And my concern is that you may be more like my daughter's father than like my father, and I feel somewhat responsible for that, which is one of the reasons that I'm having this really stomach-churning conversation with you, is there's a part of me that feels a little bit guilty, and that I was one of the people that really defies the statistics, because you tend to marry the people who are like your father, and I married somebody who was the polar opposite of my father, but I'm afraid that my daughter found a man that has a lot of the same positive characteristics as her dad, but also a low threshold for frustration and a tendency to be physically a little rougher than he'd like to be under best circumstances. And you can see the reason that I'm suggesting that you go to him, because if you go to your daughter about it, which you can, she's going to say, Mom, you know, I had the problem with him. He's not going to listen to me. You know, what am I supposed to do? I need him to babysit. So she has a whole different agenda, not to mention a whole different history with him. And I do want to spend some time on how to talk with your grandson about it, because I think that's an important thing as well. But if you can somehow approach your in theory son-in-law, even though your pseudo son-in-law, we'll call him, to say, look, you know, I feel partially responsible for this, and that I married a guy who was much more like you than like my father. So, you know, hear my guilt, but hear my concern as well. There's a different way of doing this. And I can get you some books. I can teach you about meditation. I listen to this woman on the radio who talks about square breathing. I can talk with you about taking a time out. I can talk with you about anger management. But, you know, and I don't really want to lecture you, and I don't want to judge you, except that I have this responsibility that I feel because I was the one who married a guy who was not like my father. And if it sounds more like you feeling guilty than you attacking him, he may listen to it. Because nobody feels really good about hitting a kid or hitting a woman or losing their temper or having a kid cringe when they come into the room. And it sounds like the pseudo son-in-law had the same experience. This is how he learned to parent, which is screaming and yelling and hollering. And alcohol certainly is going to add to that. So if you can sort of approach it, not even that I know your dad did that, but you hear on the program that sometimes it's a lot easier to see your own self through another situation. And so by you talking about the two different men in your life, your father and then your daughter's father, he may be able to see that there are options here, and he may be able to make that jump himself. Well, gee, this is the only thing I knew because this is how my dad treated me. All right, think about it for a minute. We'll come back and talk about how to deal with your grandson as well, all right, which is is equally important, but not as likely to be as have the immediate effect. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. So if you've got something on your mind that you need to chat with me about, all you have to do is call me, 855-993-7569. So Betty Ann is a concerned grandmother who has a 7-year-old who says, Daddy's rough with me. And what do I do about this? And Betty Ann is clearly a smart, honest woman, said, is there's a possibility that he's doing this for attention? And I think the answer is sure. The kids, you know, he's a 7-year-old. He's got parents who aren't getting along and sort of split the ship. I mean, the good news about your pseudo son-in-law, whatever his strengths or weaknesses, he's clearly an ongoing. I mean, he's a sharing care. They split the child care responsibilities.
Absolutely, he does adore his kids. I just think that he doesn't have any tools to deal with.
Well, that's it. And he didn't have a role model. And I think that's what you're saying to him is, you know, that I have that unique perspective, and then we know that traditionally women tend to be attracted to men who are like their father. And unfortunately, you have some of the same strengths that her father has, that you're a hard worker and that you adore your kids. But he didn't know how to deal with his frustration, didn't know how to deal with his anger. It sounds to me I know you love your kids. I know you're doing this terrific job with them. But is there, you know, it may be that because I've experienced it firsthand, not with my father, but with my daughter's father, of, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. What you don't know, you just don't know. And so here's, you know, maybe for Father's Day, I'd love to get you pay for an anger management course or send you to a parenting class.
Oh, he's been to one of those.
He has, well.
He's already been to one of those.
Who sent him to the anger management class?
The police.
Uh-huh.
Because he went after my daughter one night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like that whatever it was that, so maybe anger, if anger management clearly was not the path for him, maybe sending him to a meditation class. And you can point out to him, police officers all over the country are doing it as a way of dealing with stress, a way of lowering their threshold for anger and for violence. So maybe find a yoga class where we're meditating. I wouldn't do yoga. I would do meditation and give it to him. And so the idea is that you're saying, look, first of all, I've been there. I feel guilty about this. I want to do something about it because of my guilt, not because of your behavior per se. And here's a solution. In the meantime, or maybe even having a therapist deal, you know, pay for a couple of joint sessions with your pseudo son-in-law and the 7-year-old. Here's what the 7-year-old of saying, Dad, and it's going to require your 7-year-old standing up to his dad a bit, but that's also a very powerful possibility of saying, Dad, you know, when you grab me by the neck, it really scares me, and it makes me feel like you're trying to hurt me. And, you know, I've told this story before, which is slightly different, but I grew up with actually both parents, but in this particular instance, both parents smoked. And all of us, there's 6 of us that survived that tried to convince both my parents, but especially my dad, to stop smoking. No change whatsoever. At one point, my nieces, who at, I think at the time were about maybe 5 and 3 or 5 and a half and 3 and a half, went up to my dad one day, and I was there, and said, Grandpa, we don't want you to die. Could you stop smoking? And he never took another cigarette. So sometimes kids can have an effect of just your 7-year-old saying, Dad, I really love you, but it really scares me when you grab me by the neck because I feel like you're trying to hurt me.
Okay. That's good words. Those are good words for him to use. And he's smart enough to do that.
Yep. And I would probably try to do both. Go ahead.
I may even go through his mother because I think she would.
Okay. Great. I mean, clearly you get it. And whatever ally, and the idea is you've got to make sure that he doesn't feel that he's being attacked, but he's being applauded. It's called a sandwich. If you're about to tell somebody something terrible, the best way to get them to pay attention is to be legitimately, not hypocritically, but legitimately accurate about their strengths. And clearly he's an involved dad. He cares about his kids. he's willing to deal with a woman who doesn't want to deal with him. And that takes a certain amount of moral fiber and courage, because the tendency is to say, you know, to hell with you, I'm walking away from this. And he's not. But having said that, it also is obviously a stressful situation for him. And if we can does he take care of the kids in her house or in his house?
In his house.
Okay, that's...
But he lives with his mother, so...
Well, she may be a help on that as well, especially, you know, because she brings the perspective of maybe the two of you taking him out. Talk with her about it. But you got Mother's Day coming up, which has got this huge emotional, or maybe even Father's Day, take him out for Father's Day. And say, look, we think we're really proud of you. You know, you're a hard worker. You don't drink. You stay involved with your kids, but we understand that there's a huge amount of stress in dealing with kids, and the role model that you had didn't do a great job of it. So, and I know you want to do a good job of it, so here's a way of being better at it.
Good advice.
All righty?
As always.
Thanks, Betty Ann. Thanks for your call. And talking with a 7-year-old of saying, you know, going to his dad and saying, Dad, you know, I know you love me, but when you grab me by the neck, it really feels like you're trying to hurt me, and it really feels really scary.
Yeah.
Okay?
I will and write those on my brain.
Well, if you've got, you can go to drjoy.com in about a half hour and download the podcast, so you don't even
Thanks
have to remember
so
it. All right?
Appreciate
Thank
it
you.
Very much.
Thanks. Thanks, Betty. You know, Manny, that we got, as I said, last week was probably one of my favorite weeks of the program ever, and this one's starting off on a nice footing as well. But one of the favorite things somebody said to me last week, I think it was on Friday, said, do you know, I don't call you very often, but it's such a comfort to know if I need to, you're there. I thought that was a great kind of comment that, you know, I don't need you, but it's nice to know, you know. So there we go. Today is National DNA Day, and that may not seem like a big deal to you, but you have to remember, before DNA, there's this whole thing about junk science, which we're going to actually talk a little bit about, not this week, but next week on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. The idea that a lot of things, believe it or not, that you see on television, that you see in movies about courtroom dramas, about things like blood splatter and fire patterns and stuff, turns out to not be very accurate in most circumstances. Now, one of the things about DNA and the fact that DNA is now basically accessible, it used to be, I mean, DNA is obviously, we've all had DNA, but the testing for it is, in terms of being able to be affordable, is relatively recent. And it's changed the legal system and freed some people. So good for DNA. It's also East Meets West Day, Hug a Plumber Day, and Telephone Day, all of which seems completely unrelated. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. Instead of a kind of a bland day in history, this is the one. Well, actually, there are some interesting news stories, but it's a bland day in history. Mandy, without looking, do you remember, you know the first state to require automobile license plates, right?
Yes.
All right, which one was it?
That would be the state that you're in.
Correct. Happiness. No, New York. Okay, do you remember what year? Don't look.
I want to say it was early 1900s, right?
Absolutely, it was 1901.
Okay.
But think about that. I mean, we've had license plates in New York for 115 years. Don't you think that's kind of remarkable? I don't know. Why license? I suppose I'm so used to, did you get that license plate number? What else do we need license plates for if we're not identifying somebody fleeing the scene?
Right.
what I'm trying to think what other reason we would have. I suppose just the idea that, well, you need insurance, I think, to have license plates. I don't know. Why license plates? If you think about it, I mean, why would you think about licensing? We don't license bicycles. There aren't license plates on bicycles, are there? They are on motorcycles. It's a way of identifying them, but to what purpose? Unless there's something, you know, unless there's a crime committed, it would seem to me. I mean, it's obviously a way of generating revenue, which I guess most licenses are, like a fishing license or a driver's license. Well, driver's license actually has some reason behind it in that people can pass a test. But your car doesn't have to pass a test to get a license plate. Wonder why they did it. Let's see if it says. Do you think, I mean, we take them for granted, but why would you have them to do it to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says identifier doesn't say. It just says, you know, it just says that they're, you know, plastic or metal, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But most governments require registration to be attached to both the front and the rear of a vehicle. The government holds a monopoly on the manufacturing of vehicle registration plates for that jurisdiction. It seems to me it's just a way of making money.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Seems like it, yeah. By any way possible.
I guess.
That's the government for you.
Yeah, yeah. There have been here's an interesting thing. License plates have been around for longer than there have been automobiles. France was the first country to introduce the license plate in 1893. Well, that's only 8 years before. Germany in 1896. The Netherlands was the first country to introduce a nationally registered license plate called a driving permit in 1898, which is different. These were sequentially numbered. The U.S., black numerals on white background, that the owner's initials be clearly visible. Plates were not government issued in most jurisdictions, and motorists were obliged to make their own. In 1903, Massachusetts was the first state to issue plates. And different sizes. So it's just a way of making money. Don't you think? I mean, that I'd never even thought about it before. Okay. In 1944, the United Negro College Fund is incorporated. You know, I actually met with those dudes a couple years ago because they're trying to change their name, obviously, among other things. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. That's probably one of the most effective slogans ever, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they were actually talking about that. I met with this guy, but it never came to anything. He said, you're just exactly what we want because... The people who supported the United Negro College Fund were basically suburban white women, which I didn't know. Suburban white women are the sort of the backbone of society, I think, by and large, because at least historically they didn't work. So they had a lot of time and resource, and so they did good stuff. They're certainly the backbone of volunteerism in the United States, which is one of the issues about women going to work, is volunteerism has really fallen off. On this day in 1945, the 50 nations gathered in San Francisco for the United Nations Conference on International Organization. And unfortunately, in 2005, there were riots in Baltimore following the death of Freddie Gray in police custody. As I mentioned to Manny when I came in, I've been covering the Tribeca Film Festival for the last, I don't know, 10 days or something, a little more than that. And on Saturday, I did something I've never done before. I don't watch television, as you guys know, but when I go visit my daughter, we quite often do binge watching of TV shows, so I'll get a sense of what they were. I saw Sons of Anarchy that way and a couple of other things. And so I binge watched which I don't think it's been any place. I don't think it's been on HBO or anything else. I think it's coming out in June, called O.J., Made in America, which is obviously the O.J. Simpson story. And first of all, seeing 7 hours of anything at one particular sort of iteration is extraordinary. I mean, it's just... I'm going to try and get the producer or the director on the program because it's just such... I mean, race relations in America and OJ are inextricably linked, although he denied that. But it's an interesting story. Okay, speaking of stories, this one, somebody didn't do the math. That apparently princes, did you see, first of all, I don't know how they're going to do, supposedly they've already done an autopsy and there was shown that there was no sign of, or no indication that he was suicide, or that he committed suicide, or that he was murdered. But apparently they cremated the body. So I don't know what that means. Pretty hard to do any kind of analysis on a body that's been cremated. His brother-in-law is now saying he worked 154 hours straight before death.
Yeah.
154 hours is a little over 7 days.
Yeah.
And we know that 5 days ago it was the hospitalization. So something doesn't make any sense about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's and
I don't know how you can go that long without sleep.
Well, the point is, you know, I've had my own, the statistics are that after 3 days of sleeplessness, you can induce schizophrenic-like symptoms in people, and perfectly healthy. They did the study on a bunch of college athletes about 25 years ago, sleep deprivation studies, because people were beginning to worry about it. But I had my own experience when I was in Israel of not sleeping more than like an hour a night. And I know sometimes you think you're asleep and you're not, or you think you're awake and you're asleep. This one was absolutely no more than an hour for basically about 18 days. And so you don't die from it. I wasn't working that all the entire time, but it's possible. It's just not very wise. And I mean, some downtime, downtime was an hour of sleep, but I also was not running marathons and stuff of that sort. So, sleep, interesting issue. 855-993-7569. Sally, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm not sleep deprived.
Good.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to mention a couple of things. I live in North Carolina. The first thing I wanted to mention, too, about Prince, how sad I am about him.
Yeah.
And in 1999, actually, he gave $13,000 to Princeville, North Carolina, which is outside my hometown. There was a Hurricane Floyd that wiped out everything in that town. It was a majority African American town, and even coffins were washed up. It was a nightmare, and I just appreciate how much he gave to them.
Wow, that's a great story. I bet most people didn't even know that.
No, yeah. He did a lot that most people didn't know.
Good for him.
So thank you for
sharing that. I mean, because everybody knew he was a great musician and very innovative and a great performer and short, but I'm not sure that people knew that side of being a truly generous human being. That's great.
Yeah. I also heard in his Paisley Park that he would have parties where he would just charge $10 a person for them to see the local talent.
Yep.
And there was no alcohol, no drugs, and no cursing. I love that.
All right, Manny, how come you know about this? Had you ever been to a party?
I personally had never been to Paisley Park, but, you know, and I, now, you know, I'm kicking myself because, you know, I mean, being in Minnesota, I'm essentially right down the road from it, you know, a good half hour drive from it. But, I know that he did a lot of stuff there.
All right, listen, I'll put both Manny and Sally on hold. Be back to both of you in just a minute. We're doing a Prince retrospective. Who knew? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sally, my dear, what happened to you? I know you had something else you wanted to talk about. Call me back, 855-993-7569. Manny, we'll go back to discussion of Prince in just a minute, because if Sally's not here, we'll go ahead and take Ralph and then come back, okay? Maybe Sally will call us back.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy, good to speak to you. Good to speak to you. Yeah, isn't it something how close we become to people that we don't even have any contact with, like Prince and all that? People are so affected by it. Anyway, I have a young person in my family a nephew, and he's completely addicted to social media, meaning that he can't walk five steps without getting on his phone, and spends every hour of the day on the computer, which is, to me, no exercise, no outdoor activities, just completely closed up in the room, and he's completely addicted, although he's, I think he's 14 or 15 years old. And the parents, I don't want to be derogatory toward them in any way, shape, or form, but they appease him and let him go because kind of they chalk it up to he's not getting in trouble. He's only just on his computer. He's not hurting anybody. He's not out doing drugs and that type of thing. I see this thing just being completely detrimental to this kid's growth. Can you run a few ideas by me how I can help?
What does he like to do?
That's a good question because every waking moment is he used to be very athletic, but I don't know when this started to happen where he became so, and I'll use the word addicted because it seems to be an addiction.
It's probably not. It's probably more compulsive behavior than addicted behavior.
Okay. You know better than I. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's certainly not alone is the problem. I mean, it's not necessarily. I was on the train last night and they have this. This announcement that's then printed out that says, do not show your electronic equipment. And everybody, if you look up and down the entire train, everybody's holding on to their cell phone. And they're either playing games or they're watching movies or they're texting or they're not talking on their phones because you can't get a signal inside the train, thank goodness.
Right.
But so the idea that people are constantly on their electronics is certainly doesn't make him unique. However, it is a limiting kind of thing. And as you point out, people are not getting exercise. It's relationships at arm's length. It's not, you really don't learn any social skills, just maybe typing skills. And his parents, I mean, do they have family dinners where, or, I mean, have you taken him out for a hamburger and talked with him? I mean,
here's what a family dinner consists of. I'll tell you, they sit around the table, and instead of talking like we used to do or anything, or I guess normal people do, it's not only just him. They're all texting, doing what the heck they're doing on these stupid phones, and no conversation. The art of conversation is completely gone. It's just a I look at it like very sad to me, but that's what I hear you saying,
but so maybe saying to him, look, at some point, dude, you're going to want to go out with a girl or a guy. And in order to be able to do that, you're going to have to probably do something other than text him. Or even if you make the date by texting, sooner or later, you're probably going to want to have a conversation with that person to find out who they are. Maybe have a conversation with their parents or their sibs or their grandmother. And it seems if you're not careful, your tongue's going to atrophy. So why don't you and I go out? I'll take you out once a week, and we'll go to a ball game, or we'll go to a movie, or we'll go play one-on-one basketball, and then we'll talk about the experience and see, because I think you can hear that it seems to be the theme of this program. If you make people feel defensive about their behavior, you're not going to get very far, because either they'll fight you, which means they're not paying any attention, or they'll say right, or they'll be upset, and neither of which are going to change behavior. But if you can offer him some alternatives and reasons that the alternatives make sense, is at some point you may want to ask somebody out on a date. And he says, well, I could always text them. You know, and well, yeah, but sooner or later there's probably going to need to be a conversation, and you may want to practice that before the stakes are as high. You may need to go on a job interview, although he's going to point out that people now do job interviews online. But there, I mean, I sort of worry about it as well, that people have lost the ability to just carry on a conversation, to make eye contact. I think as human beings, we are social creatures by and large, and you know, I worry about it as well, that we are getting more and more isolated, and the social skills that we need to be able to function effectively and not to mention creatively are not being exercised. So, but I think rather than saying that to him, he's going to say, "Gee, Uncle Ralph, you're really from the Stone Age, dude." But it's
you sounded just like him, Dr. Joy. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
You know, that same intonation, and you know what's funny? You know, I say the kid is bright, but how bright? How much are you actually cultivating any kind of a social capability if you're forever, how bright can you be if you can't talk to the person next to you,
Well, it's not that he's not bright, it's that he has limited social skills, and then sooner or later those social skills may come in handy at a time that's really important to him, and the only way he's going to have them is if he practices them. Therefore, let's practice.
How about intervening on my part so I don't become a meddling uncle? How do you broach that topic?
But I think if you're saying to him, hey, dude, let me take you out for a burger, or let's go see Jungle Book, or don't go see The Huntsman. I trashed it, but I also nobody went to see it. But, I mean, you've got something that he enjoys to doing, or, go play basketball with him or something. So rather than saying, look, you're doing something really stupid, say, here's the part, you're going to live longer if you're not sitting all the time. Some exercise will do some good. Your testosterone level will go up. I may have made that up. Just sort of giving him some viable alternatives, and then how those viable alternatives tune in to something that's valuable to him, which is being able to go out on a date or impress an admissions committee or get a job. Or be able to sell something, or just be able to relate to other human beings on the planet. There is something kind of seductive, for lack of a better term, about the games that are being played. You can sort of waste an enormous amount of time that just kind of flies by when you're sitting in front of a computer or you're on any kind of electronic device. And so, just saying to him, look. You used to be able to outrun me, or let's go do some one-on-one basketball, or almost. I think if you suggest something to him that might be appealing, and then the extra push is that this is a skill that will be useful to you at some point in your life. Let's go do it and see what he says. If we need to talk about this more, hang on and I'll get Manny to you. We need to take a break right now. 855-993-7569. Sally, what happened to you? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Toolsforfreedom.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.